Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Today, my daughter Salish goes to her first day of high school. What she doesn't know is I've set up 10 extreme challenges.
Salish, get in the locker.
And I'll be watching everything on hidden cameras.
What is with this school? This school is not normal, bro.
I just dropped Salish off at this high school for a day of extreme summer school, and she is so excited.
Oh my god, this is not it. Bro, why am I here? Dad, seriously.
Salish is supposed to be starting high school in only 2 weeks, so today...
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
She's going to go to this super hard summer school to make sure she's ready for high school. If she can survive this school, high school will be easy.
So first, I have to go to the principal's office, and I'm pretty sure it's like right here. So yeah, let's go.
I have 100 secret cameras hidden throughout this school, and she has no idea.
Ah, you must be Salish.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
I'm Mr. Brown. I'm the principal. Welcome. Please sit down.
What Salish doesn't know is that everyone in this school is a professional actor, and they're all working from this script.
Well, the students have been here all summer, and you're going to be thrilled to see them. I was just looking over your schedule, and I printed out a copy for you. If anybody gives you a hard time, you can always come back here, and I'll help you out.
Oh, okay.
Learn lots.
Oh, I'll try. Thank you.
You think you bought it?
Why do you say hard time? That's like kind of weird. I think I'm just going to keep on vlogging for the rest of the day. So if anything weird happens, you guys will see it too.
Right now, Salish is in an entirely different wing of this school. But later, you're going to see her right here being monitored by those cameras. I rented this entire school and hired a bunch of actors to make it the most challenging high school day possible. We have been rehearsing all morning. One, two, three, go crazy. Salish is going to have to survive.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Crushes, bullying, emotional outbursts, and much more. So if she can handle today, she will definitely be ready for high school. I gotta go to my office. I have my own office right in here to watch everything that's happening. Hey, Alex, how'd it go?
Great. He doesn't expect a thing.
Perfect. I'm going to be in here all day, and I can monitor everything from this laptop. Alan Chicken Chow is a YouTuber, and he's going to play a bully today because he does so much of that in his videos, but Salish doesn't have time in her life to actually watch YouTube, so I don't think she knows who he is. I want to make sure that Salish can handle anything that might happen, so I've come up with a series of extreme high school challenges. Starting with rowdy boys. Salish hates chaos, so let's see how she handles the first moment in her new class.
Now I'm looking for my class. I don't really know which one it is, but it's okay, I'll find it. So, oh, no, not that one. Oh my gosh, it's so loud.
All right, this first thing is already mean. Alan is gonna put a cupcake on the seat and Sailor's gonna sit on it. Oh, I don't wanna watch this.
Okay, well, I guess we'll go in.
I don't want to see her. Oh, she's going to be upset.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. I was so hungry. I haven't eaten breakfast today, so thanks.
That wasn't.
I did not see that coming. Kill them with kindness. If somebody tries to bully you, smile through it and turn it right back on them. We have one camera that is right behind the screen and it's a perfect shot of her face. And she has no idea it's there. I told Sailor she could leave whenever she wants, so if it's too extreme, she doesn't feel forced to stay.
All right, right here is perfect because I don't think the teacher can see me if I'm vlogging, but this school is crazy. Like, all the kids are yelling.
In high school, some of the classes can be super boring, but you gotta pay attention because grades matter. Let's see if she can even stay awake, much less focus.
God, not this joker.
Welcome back to summer school.
I had to practice a lot with this guy to make him even more boring.
Move this out the way real quick.
How's Sales gonna handle it if everybody in the class is being rude to the teacher? Will she be rude too?
Today we're gonna be talking about pre-algebra. Who threw that? I'm watching you.
Last time Sailor's caught me faking it at the world's strictest school, but this time she'll have no idea. We spent all day yesterday hiding cameras everywhere. Sailor's has never been to this school and we rehearsed all morning, so we are super prepared.
2x plus 5 equals 10. Who wants to go to detention?
Mine is 3.
So boring, bro.
Cross out the 5. The Y goes on both sides. You're all getting it? Yeah?
No one cares, you suck.
Guys, no, this is fun.
Got it.
This is supposed to be fun.
5, both sides, I want someone.
Who can tell me the answer to this equation? Anyone? Salish, how about you?
Oh, she's done. She's not gonna know the answer.
Oh, I wasn't.
You were paying attention, right?
No.
Because if you were paying attention, you should definitely know this. Come up here. You got this. You got this.
I assume he just gave her the wrong answer.
There you go.
X equals 5.
What?
Wow. She got the answer right?
Good job.
Good try.
She just completely ignored him.
Everyone should be like Salish. Good job, Salish. Good job.
Next has been Salish is asked out on a date. Okay, I didn't want to put this in the script, but I was overruled by the rest of the team who said it's gonna happen, so I might as well see how she handles it. Gabe, you're gonna be passing a note to my daughter. You're not really hitting on her, right?
Yeah,
okay, we're all good. How old are you?
14.
Oh, okay. You don't even say anything. You just hand her a note, but you know she's gonna say yes. Text it to me so I can see her answer. Hopefully that'll be a no.
Back in my day in high school, I loved algebra. I got to learn so much from the teachers. They even became my best friends of my high school days. And I even ate lunch with the teachers.
What did she say? Oh, okay. She said, no thanks, which is like the nicest way to turn someone down. Next, emotion. Salish hates emotion, you know that about her. Let's see how she handles this moment.
Hey, what did that note say?
I like nothing. So much burning.
He has to go to me.
It was amazing. So remember guys, learning is key.
That's awkward. Good acting though. Like I believe she's crying right now.
You made her cry.
What did I do? I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything.
5 minutes in, making girls cry.
Can I use the bathroom?
Huh?
Can I use the bathroom?
We didn't rehearse for her to leave the room.
You want to use the bathroom?
Yes.
Don't let her leave.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
We don't have anybody out there. It's gonna look empty.
Just go right out there.
Yeah.
I don't know where she's going.
Okay, what is happening?
Where's she going? Okay, well, we have security cam in the hallways.
That school is so weird.
She's not going to the bathroom at all. She's vlogging. I can't hear her.
First of all, this guy asks me out, and then the girl starts crying, probably because she likes him.
I have a plan.
Thinking about it, I wonder if my dad just set up like a different like fake school because bro, this is so weird. Like, what kind of school is this?
If she likes high school so much, let's stick her in high school forever. Oh yeah.
Is this in the script? What is he doing? Oh, he's putting glue on her chair. Wait. If she gets glue in her hair, oh, or on her hoodie, I mean, she buys her own clothes. You know, those are not cheap.
Do I look young, or are some of these kids just, like, really old? Like, this is kind of weird.
Dude, what should I do? If I go out, she'll probably see me in the hallway, but I think glue might be a little extreme.
Actors, act!
All right.
I just really hope that this class ends soon because it is so boring, bro.
Can I make it into the class and back before she gets back?
All right, this school is so weird, but I have to go back to class.
Oh, she's coming back. Oh, okay.
Salish.
Hey.
Welcome back. All right.
Can I get your hoodie? I'm like really nice. Cold.
You have a hoodie on.
It's not warm enough.
5x All right. plus 4 minus 4.
Thanks.
Both sides.
What? Oh, that is good.
Looks comfortable.
Very.
I can't even tell you how great it is to just turn it around on a bully. Day one in school, she got a bully picking on her. Every time he tries to do something, she's like,
5X.
Honestly, I don't like the bullying thing and I don't want her to experience it, but the fact is, it is a reality of high school life. And if she's gonna experience it ever, I'd rather have her do it here first in a safe and controlled environment. She knows she can leave whenever she wants. So far, I guess she doesn't think it's too intense. Time to move on to another challenge.
Oh, all right, class is dismissed. Everyone go to your next period.
Now the teacher is gonna tell Salish she has to go to the next class with the bullies. Watch what happens.
Good job, everyone. Hey, Salish, do you need help going to your next class?
Oh, no, I'm
actually,
good.
Can you two take,
yeah,
take
them?
Awesome, thank you guys so much.
Salish, we got you. We're gonna
have a great rest of your day, Salish.
Okay.
Come on, Say-Say. You know, Say-Say, before we go to class, I need to show you your lockers.
Oh,
they're
okay.
Beautiful.
Gabe can't get his hoodie off the shirt.
I saw this a note that that guy sent you.
Yeah.
Like, what was that?
Oh, he just asked me to go on a date.
What? Ooh. Okay, so what'd you think? Spill the tea.
I said no.
Why? He's so cute.
I don't know. Let's keep going, guys. We gotta get to class.
Oh, what else, Stacey?
You have to tell me.
Yeah, no.
You can't keep things from your friends. Like, uh-huh. That's not cool.
Oh my God. You scared me, Gabe. I thought that was Salish. Dude, come in.
Hey, Mr. Matter.
Okay, I know. I'm sorry. Oh, gosh. I'm sorry. Look, I'll get you a new hoodie. I know those are expensive.
Salish is not following anything we rehearsed.
She thinks this is all real, so you just gotta improvise.
In high school, there are a lot of bad influences.
Oh, yeah, I know.
But not us.
Oh.
We're great.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Look, your locker.
Oh, perfect.
Wow.
Looks
it's
nice and so cozy.
Gosh.
Yeah.
You know what?
Can we get a little closer?
You should get in.
No, that's okay.
Wait, you can bend because you do gymnastics. You should get in the locker.
This is not part of the plan. If you're getting bullied, if you're getting pushed around, if you're getting told what to do, or if you feel unsafe in any way, tell your parents.
Salish, get in the locker. It's so nice. Get in the locker.
Good luck. You have
get
to.
Get in the locker.
That's okay. We gotta go to class. Let's go. Come on. Go to find my class.
When we rehearsed, I told them to be much more chill, but they're going over the top. I'm afraid Salish's gonna figure this thing out because she's caught me before.
Salish,
They say your class is right there.
Yeah, right there.
Are you sure?
Next class.
Yeah. Are you positive?
Yeah.
Super. 100%.
You sure?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I saw your schedule.
Okay.
Second period. Salish has never been at this school. She doesn't know that this is a teacher's lounge, not a classroom.
This does not look like my classroom.
Oh wait, it's a teacher's lounge.
Oh yeah, we should
go. This place.
No.
Oh my.
We lied.
We have filled this room with absolutely everything Salish loves. There's Sephora. There's snacks. There's Dr. Pepper, which is her absolute favorite soda. What do you do when the cool kids invite you to break a rule and it's not terrible, but you shouldn't do it? Pretty sure she's gonna take something.
Oh my gosh, look, wait, okay. This is from Sephora, don't you love
this? Try this.
Wait, dude, we are radiant.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh my gosh, wow.
Thank you.
Chelsea put icing on Salish's nose so she would look guilty. Oh, that's smart.
Whoa, oh yeah, that's so good.
Oh my gosh, Pringles,
oh my gosh,
guys, we should not do this.
It wouldn't be the worst thing in the world, but actually she shouldn't take anything because it's not her stuff.
Pringles, do this. No, just
catch. Salish, catch.
She's not taking the bait, man.
No, I think we should close the door.
Salish, wait. You gotta clean up.
That's what I've
been
saying.
Wait, Salish, put it back in the fridge.
Bro.
Salish, you gotta get that.
Oh my gosh. Guys, I need your help.
Just clean up real quick. It'll take like 2 seconds.
Okay.
She is not falling for the whole bad influence thing. If something in your gut or heart feels like it's wrong, it's probably wrong.
Excuse me, what are you doing in here?
Oh, I was just trying to find my class. I'm sorry.
Well, it says faculty only. It's not for children or minors.
I didn't see that.
She got busted for doing something that isn't her fault. Just tell on Alan and Chelsea. I mean, they deserve it.
Does this look like a classroom to you?
No, I was just putting things away.
Were you here with other people? You found it like this?
Yes.
This is tough because if you tell on them, then you become like a snitch at school. But if you don't, then you get busted for something you didn't do.
Really? Okay, well, I'm going to have a conversation with my staff.
Okay, I think she's gonna tell on them, actually.
How did you come in here? Were you with anybody?
No.
I'm gonna let you off this time, but just know this, Missy. Next time, I'm calling the cops, because this is serious.
Okay.
The cops next time, the cops.
Okay.
Okay, that was intense. Salish made a choice there not to tell the teacher about Alan and Chelsea, but I'm sure if this was a real day at school, at the end of the day, she would have told my wife and I about this experience.
Bro, they got me in trouble. They like led me into there, even though that wasn't my class. Like, that's so weird. Also, cops is like a little bit overkill. Like, cops for going into the wrong classroom, like, jeez.
Hey!
You scared me. I thought it was Salish. What is up?
She is so smart.
We're trying to get her to, you know, experience real high school bullying, but I think she's getting through a lot of it.
Yeah, she's handling it. I'm happy she is. But dude, what about the glue, though? The glue!
The glue was pretty bad. This is high school, so we gotta, like, up the bullying ante.
Well, what are you gonna do?
I think it's better if you don't know.
What? Make sure, number one, I don't want her to know this is fake. If she finds out it's fake, I'm gonna be in so much trouble when she realizes. Don't hurt her. She's my little girl. If you're in high school and you're a girl, this is gonna happen to you for sure. The cool crowd are gonna exclude you.
Wait, who?
What are you guys doing?
When you like to know, Okay. Well, nice to meet you guys. If you want to talk later, just let me know.
That's what I thought. Salish couldn't care less about those kids. Like, she's got her own group of friends. She doesn't need them. While Salish is breaking absolutely no rules here, Hudson is in another school making a video breaking 100 school rules. So go check that out when this one's done.
I was just trying to go to those girls and, like, talk to them, try and make friends, and they were, like, so weird. They were so rude, and they thought they ate that up, but they did not. That was, like, really weird. And they were so mean. Actually, what is with this school? This school is not normal, bro.
In school, often there are people who are struggling quietly and they need support, but they don't ask for it. Salish is about to find herself in a situation where somebody is struggling and she will have the opportunity to help her. But will she do it?
I don't know what I'm gonna do to get them back because, like, they prank me and I got in trouble, but oh my God, bro, what? Is that the same girl? No way, guys. Bro, the same girl is still crying. Oh my God, did I make her feel that bad? I didn't do anything, guys, look. Bro, she's crying. Oh my God, I feel so bad. Okay, I don't know if I should just, like, dip and leave or should I just, like, help her? I don't know. I have to walk past her though to get to my next class, okay? Please don't let this be awkward. Don't be awkward, don't be awkward.
I wouldn't blame her if she walks away because this is awkward.
Hey, are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you sure you don't look okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Salish hates emotion, but she's a compassionate person.
You know what? I'm not okay.
Oh.
So you know Gabe?
Uh-huh.
He asked me out the other day, and we were gonna go out to movies, and then today he slipped you a note, and I saw what it said.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She stayed. Like, she's just now there just talking.
Don't even worry about him. It does not matter. Like, I don't like him at all. Like, no. He seems like not a good guy, and if he's doing that to you, then he probably isn't.
You're, like, really pretty, and you're so nice, and I just...
Girl, you're so pretty, too, and you're really sweet.
Thank you.
This is insane, because nowhere in this script is this scene. I didn't think that Salish should do anything more than say, are you okay, and then leave. They're having a whole conversation, so this actor is now improvising everything.
Look at what I'm wearing, and, you know, Gabe probably thought.
No. I don't think you should talk about Gabe anymore because it's not about him, it's about you. When I'm having a bad day, I do a makeover. So do you want a makeover?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. All right, I've got just the thing. Wait, I'm forgetting something. 1 second, hold up.
She really is giving me a makeover.
I don't know what to do. She's giving me a makeover?
She's decided to give this girl a makeover now. There's nothing like that in the script. We did not see this coming in any way.
First, we're gonna do your makeup, then your outfit, and then everything. It's gonna be such a good transformation. First, we're gonna do some blush, and this always makes me feel really well.
You're putting it in my eye.
They're just chilling? You're supposed to be in class. That's where everyone's waiting for her.
Okay, I might have put a little bit too much.
I'm having so much fun.
When we're done, you're gonna feel amazing. Now we're gonna put a bit of this on just to cover up some of the pinkness because I added a bit too much. Okay, now close your eyes.
Salish is passing this test with flying colors.
Final step is some lip gloss. Okay, now like blend it in with your lips, you know?
Like, it's like in my teeth.
All right, perfect. We're done with makeup. How do you like it?
Wait, I look really pretty.
Yeah, you look so good. Now, we're gonna do some clothes.
Where did all of those clothes come from?
I brought extra clothes in case I didn't like my outfit, so let's see if any of these work. What do you think about that outfit? I think it'll go really well with your eyes, and it's really cute.
I think it's really cute, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Let's go to the bathroom and change. Right, see you there.
Oh, wait. Hey, that's not fair.
I'm joking. You guys didn't see what happened, but the crying girl I was talking about, I went like to her and we figured it out and now she's getting changed and I gave her like a whole makeover. She actually might be the only normal kid at this school. Everyone else is weird, but she seems chill.
Oh,
okay, the outfit's eating, perfect. Okay, can I have your backpack?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, perfect, put it down. Okay, so her fit check, shirt from PacSun, pants from Ulster, Converse, perfect. Now all you need is just a hair tie, I think, just to like get the fit fitting. Oh, actually, never mind. Let's just get to class, I think. We should really get going because our teacher might yell at us. Let's just go to class.
Why is she suddenly like getting all weird and rushing through everything?
Come on, Casey.
Okay. That's a little weird.
It looked like she saw something in the backpack and then she got super weird.
Oh my gosh, this is so weird. Oh my gosh, bro, that's actually so weird. She had a paper that had the letter S-A-L-I. Like, what other words could that be except for Sailor?
Sailor's just acting a little weird, right?
Where is she? Can someone go check on her?
So it could have been the word salad, sandwich, Silas. No, none of those words even have S-A-L-I.
What is Sailor's doing? I can't hear what she's saying.
It's for sure Sailor's. Like, what else would it be? There's for real no other words.
Okay, guys, so I have a story, but you guys have to be quiet because Sailor's might come in any second. So basically, I was crying at the lockers. That was in the script. And then she came up to me and gave me this whole makeover, which was super sweet. But at the end, she got awkward and I don't know what that's about, so we just have to keep this on the deal.
Whoa. So you were crying about me?
Yeah, because it was in the script.
Yeah.
You guys gotta get ready for Salish to come back in or you're gonna give it away.
Wait, but you know what? Hold on. We have to find out where Salish is. I'm gonna go find her.
So to see if my dad set this up, I think I have a really good idea. You know what? Just come with me.
She's running. Somebody get her. Stop her. She could go anywhere.
Salish, wait. Salish, come back here.
What?
One, there's no running in the halls, and two, you're late for class.
My bad, sorry, I really have to use the bathroom.
No, you have to get into class now, come on.
But I gotta go use the bathroom really quick.
You should have done that in between classes. Come on, let's go to class.
Okay, I still don't know for sure, so I still have to play along with it.
Next challenge, if something is unfair, it drives Salish crazy, but there's a lot of unfair stuff in high school, so let's see how she handles this one, being dress coded.
Sorry, I'm late.
Oh, wonderful, you finally made it. Oh, and by the way, you're breaking the dress code.
How?
For the manual, it says that you're not allowed to have baggy jeans with a gray zip-up hoodie.
But actually, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry, I can go change.
Wait, why is she being so chill?
I'll go.
Are you kidding me? I can't believe that worked. That was so easy.
Whoa. Where's she going? She's going outside towards like the exit.
I just have to figure out if my dad's here. I have the perfect plan. So let's do this. Okay. So I'm just gonna go out to the parking lot and I'm gonna see if his car is there. I have like a couple minutes, so we have to go quick.
Oh my God, where is she? Where, I don't see her. I hate when she does this. She just goes rogue.
There's a parking lot. There's a red Tesla. No way. Oh my gosh, I think that's my dad's license plate.
Chill.
Oh my gosh, bro, that's my dad's license plate.
Whenever we do any hidden camera stuff, we never anticipate putting the cameras where she actually goes. How does she know this stuff?
No way. Oh my gosh, I knew I was right. Look, that's my dad's car. Oh my gosh, guys, you see that? No way, bro. Let's see if he's in the car. I'm gonna jump scare him. Bro, he's not in there, look. Well, he's not in there, but that means he's somewhere at the school, so I'm gonna find him.
I'm gonna ring the bell. She'll think class is over, and then she'll come back to the next class, which is lunch.
There was just way too much weird stuff. I mean, of course he set this up. Okay, well, that's the bell, so I guess lunch is happening.
There she is. She's going back into lunch. Looks chill. All's good.
Is that all you're eating?
Yeah, are you the server?
Yeah.
Nice.
Enjoy your meal.
Thank you. My dad's too cheap to even hire a different server. Hey guys, mind if I sit with you?
I think that's okay.
Thanks.
What is she eating?
All I eat every day is sweets.
Did she just look at the camera? Is there any chance that she actually knows what we're doing? Oh my gosh, if Salish finds out about this, I am toast.
It's every day of the year.
So at lunch at school, she just eats sweets?
You guys all look kind of old for high school, but when's your birthday?
She's just asking them how old they are. How old are these kids we cast? They look like 20-something. We're supposed to cast high school kids.
You look a little old for high school. How old are you?
Same age as you.
How old are you?
Why do you think I'm in summer school? I'm 19.
Yeah, you also. High school?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's probably like 20.
Wait, so you guys have all been like held back 4 grades?
It's a hard school, okay.
So Chelsea, I've seen you before, right? We've met.
What?
Oh yeah, like 10 minutes ago in class.
No, I think we've met like, yeah.
Yeah, like an hour ago, girl.
Huh. Salish is acting super weird and Alan just said trust him that he had this scene under control and completely threw out what I wrote.
Anyways, I heard you have a crush on Gabe.
Oh. Doing the whole teaser for having a crush thing.
Crush.
Actually, I do.
What?
Gabe, can I have that note back?
Yeah, sure.
She's gonna reject him again.
Yeah, what's she about to do?
What is she writing?
It says yes, if you couldn't see.
What?
So Gabe, where do you want to go on the date?
What?
Dude, don't look at me. I don't know what to do.
Where?
Oh my God. Okay. Now she wants to date Gabe. When did that happen?
Where?
I'm good.
Are you sure? Are you like positive?
Wait.
Yeah.
I'm thirsty. Oh. Oops. Oh. I'm so sorry.
What?
Oh, that's mean, actually.
I mean, okay, my phone's, look, it's still fine. Ooh. You're good, Ellen. Accidents happen, right?
Yeah.
That wasn't an accident. That was the meanest thing that anybody's ever done to her, and she's chilling like it's nothing.
Your stuff, it's all gross now.
No, it's
so you
not.
Can't
it's
eat.
Fine.
What about your muffin?
I wasn't hungry.
She's acting so weird. Do you think she knows what we're doing? Are all the cameras hidden?
Well, you guys, I'm super excited about the party at my house tonight.
Oh!
It's filled with all the cool kids. I mean,
let me guess.
Know.
I'm not invited?
Who are you again? Let's go.
He's doing the whole, like, exclude her from the party thing, which is very, very common in high school.
Sorry.
I kind of feel bad her sitting there all alone.
They're obviously doing this to exclude me and to see how I handle it, but actually, like, if this actually happened, I wouldn't care.
Okay, I have no idea what she's saying. I can't I just hear a whisper.
But since I know my dad set all this up, watch this.
What is she doing?
Yeah, you know, just for cool kids.
Hey, there's just something in your hair, by the way.
No, there's not.
No, yeah, there is. It's right there.
What? What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's right there.
What?
See? Right everywhere.
Why would she do that?
It's cold in places that shouldn't be cold.
Salish, what are you doing?
Oh, my bad. Should I go to the principal's office? The principal, right? Yeah. I'm gonna go to the principal's office. Bye, see you later.
She's coming to the principal's office? He's not there, dude. Do you know where he is?
Oh, and Alan, I love your videos. I'm sorry, Alan, but that was too funny. And come on, I think that my dad's gonna be in the principal's office, so I cannot wait to go find him. Let's go.
Do you know where he is? Alex, where? Is he in here? Alex, he's going for a jog? Alex, what are you doing? You're getting a jog. Hold on, she's coming. Hurry, she's losing her mind. I don't know, she dumped a tray on a student. She's gonna be in any second. Look, just be professional.
Okay,
wait! I'm good. Oh no, oh my gosh.
I don't know, what am I doing?
Hey, Mr. Principal, I spilled juice all over a student's head, so I'm so sorry. I should be in a lot of trouble. Let me just call my dad so that he can, like, help, you know?
No.
Help figure this out.
No, we've got cleaning people for that.
No, I spilled it all over his head. I should be in big trouble.
Where's my phone?
I think I might hear something. Maybe the ringtone inside here? Dad!
Salish, okay, look, calm down.
Dad.
I just did this to make sure you can handle high school. This
Dad,
is for your good. Salish, we're good.
Dad.
Salish, it's all for your own good.
Dad.
It's for your own good.
I knew it.